the increase in global temperatures has been, in the last years, decades and centuries, very small in historical comparisons and practically negligible in its actual impact upon human beings and their activities.
That's the Czech President Václav Klaus speaking at a major conference on climate change at the United Nations in New York on Monday. For some time now, he's been challenging received wisdom on global warming. Specifically, Mr. Klaus says mankind is not to blame. And as we've just heard, he downplays the extent and impact of temperature increases. Here to discuss the Czech President's address at the UN is my colleague Ian Willoughby. Ian, what did Mr. Klaus say in New York?
Actually, Rob, what's perhaps most interesting is what he didn't say. As many listeners will know, in recent years, Václav Klaus has often used very fiery rhetoric in this area. In the past, he's described global warming as a myth, and he says, or he has said, that environmentalism is an attack on freedom, and he's even called it a modern counterpart to communism. But on Monday, President Klaus, Mr. Klaus, whose views, I must say, contrasted sharply with the vast majority of other speakers at the United Nations headquarters, he used rather more moderate language, and instead of bashing the Green movement, he called for fairer and more considered debate on the actual science of global warming, and he said the risk posed by climate change was too small and the cost of eliminating it too high. And he also said that the cost of fighting global warming was unfair on developing countries. And he also made one specific call at the United Nations. He says he wants to see a second intergovernmental panel on climate change as a kind of counterbalance to the current one.
The UN should organize two parallel IPCCs and publish two competing reports to get rid of the one-sided monopoly is a synonym for an efficient and rational debate. Providing the same or comparable financial backing to both groups of scientists is a necessary starting point.
Right, Václav Klaus there. What's been the reaction, Ian, to the Czech president's speech?
Well, he said himself, Rob, on Czech TV News on Monday that there was so much confusion at the United Nations headquarters that there hadn't been a chance to discuss the issue much with other delegates. Actually, you may know there was something like 150 states from around the world represented at the conference. But Mr. Klaus said his address had received attention. Here in the Czech Republic, there hasn't been actually much reaction. The Minister of the Environment, Martin Bursík, the head of the Green Party, he said the president's stance wasn't in line with Czech government policy. But he also said that he was relieved that Mr. Klaus hadn't used stronger language. And Mr. Bursík said Václav Klaus realised that his views were isolated and had toned down his opinion slightly in New York, which Mr. Bursík said was a good thing.
Right, well, the story, I'm sure, we'll be following in the future. Thanks very much for that, Ian Willoughby.